Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
This week we're heading into what I think is a most significant week on the Aussie calendar, Carers Week. There are thousands and thousands of these wonderful souls out there, often doing it very tough, quietly, relentlessly, sacrificially, caring for people who, for lots of reasons, need care. And to kick the week off, we're going to speak to one very special carer of one very, very special lady. A lady who nearly 50 years after her last Olympic Games is still known as Australia's Golden Girl of Athletics. Betty Cuthbert is a four-time Olympic gold medalist, record setter, history maker, International Athletics Hall of Fame recipient, champion fighter, and self-proclaimed child of God. She says everything she's done has been for God's glory. In a life full of success, Betty has also faced greater challenges off the track. For more than 40 years, she's lived with the ever-crippling multiple sclerosis. And during this time, Rhonda Gillam came into her life as her carer. Rhonda visits and cares for Betty every day. She's even accompanied her to Barcelona for the Hall of Fame induction. It's a very special friendship, and without doubt, one that I'm sure will inspire us all. Rhonda Gillam, it's a pleasure to have you here on Open House.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks so much for your time. Can you tell me the first time that you came across Betty Cuthbert, Rhonda?
It's an amazing story, really. I'll just go back a little bit. I was one of the top golfers here in my city, and I became very sick and needed a buggy. And my captain was a Christian. She encouraged me to go to a big healing thing in Perth, and I went up and I was miraculously healed. After that, I went back to my golf and totally healed. And I was golfer of the year 2 years in a row, and then won 14 pennant matches straight.
Well,
without
done.
Being touched.
Great stuff.
Yeah. So straight after that, I was able to vacuum in that again, and I was vacuuming and the Lord asked me if I'd give it up for him, which I did that day, that very day.
That very day.
About 5 months later, I hear him ask me, ring Betty Cuthbert, ring her and bring her down. Well, I nearly fainted because I was in a real hurry. Rang her, said, my husband's away playing golf. Would you like to come to Mandurah for the weekend? I'd love to. I'm not doing a thing. Didn't even know me. So that was God's way of introducing us. And then, of course, as soon as she came to Mandurah, she just knew she had to live in Mandurah. And now it's been 21 years that I have been her best friend that cares.
It is absolutely inspirational, but such a different way of receiving guidance from God and obeying it instantly.
It's the obedience, Lee. And, you know, to look after Betty for this time has just been like a flash, you know. We've travelled the world, we've done everything. But when I met Betty, she was a recluse. The press didn't know where she lived, nothing. And when I went into her house, it was just piles and piles of fan mail that she'd never answered. And it was like God wanted it to be brought out in the open again, which he did.
Was she receiving much help?
No, she wasn't then. She was going to Bible school and people were just picking her up, but she was doing her own, like she'd go down and get some Chinese and that would last for 3 nights and all that. Well, in 21 years, she's never cooked one meal.
Wow. And I'm sure you, like most Australians, had a knowledge of her significant achievements.
I just loved her all my life as a great sportswoman because I played a lot of sport myself. But my husband, he always declared he was in love with her when he was 18. But he got me, and then he ended up with the two of us.
What a lucky bloke.
He was lucky.
Yeah. For people not too familiar with Betty's story, have you got a form of words that explains the significance of this woman to Australian sport?
Lee, I've never been able to doubt that God's got something huge on the end of this thing. Now, he gave me a prophecy in 2001, and right at the end, I was so excited, and right at the end he said, now read Matthew 17:9, which I scrambled for a Bible. Tell this vision to no man. And I've had to hide that since 2001. But to go to Barcelona, when she was on it on the 24th of November, was the climax, she believes, of her career. And it was just a miracle that she got there. They allowed me to take two nurses and a helper to get her to Barcelona, all business class. So she was so honoured in Barcelona.
When she came to you and your husband at Mandurah, was there any hesitation on her part? Like, who is this woman? Who is her husband?
There was no hesitation at all, because Keith was away at the weekend, and he came back on the Sunday night and met Betty, and he was in tears. But the point was, as soon as she met me, she kept saying to me, "Are you my twin?" And I was like, "No, Bet, I'm not. No, I'm not." But she felt this unbelievable, we are one in Christ. There's no doubt about it. In 21 years, and I mean, you could never say this in a marriage, we've never argued. Mm. We've never had real words, or it's just been because God ordained this whole thing and anointed me to do it. It's a different friendship, if you can understand what I mean.
Yes, and I'm sure I know the answer to this question. You've never had any second thoughts right from the start.
Never. Never had any second thoughts, because I know that God has got something. He's got something big planned. And even though her mind now, she's in a nursing home and her mind's a bit, she's lost the short-term memory, but she sits by the door there and waits for me. And the girls love it, because everyone that comes in, they make a fuss of her and talk about Barcelona. She says, "Oh, but there's something bigger than that coming."
So what do you think that might be?
Oh, love, I can't doubt and cannot not believe that God is miraculously going to heal her. And if she goes to heaven without that creative miracle, so be it.
Yes.
But I can't doubt it, because I think, why would God ask Betty Cuthbert to make a comeback and win her fourth gold medal, audibly ask her, and then she was in Lismore living on her own, leant over a wood box, and in an audible voice again, he said, "Go to the West, you'll find love and your healing." And she just packed the boxes and got someone else to sell the house.
And as you say, that may have to wait for her life after this life.
Well, it may have to be like that. But with Betty Cuthbert, why would God want her to run again for him? It wasn't for her glory, it's for him.
So how do you explain why God would have allowed her to suffer, as she has over so many years, the scourge of multiple sclerosis?
Until we get to heaven, I mean, the mystery is a mystery, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, look at Paul in the Bible. And God said, "My strength will be seen in your weakness." When he, you know, allowed Paul to be ill, he said, "My strength will be seen in your weakness." And, you know, if Betty was just a normal Olympian today, she wouldn't get the tears. She wouldn't have the heart opening and flooding with tears when they see her, if she was just a beautiful-looking lady walking around.
Yes.
But it's the wheelchair that opens people's hearts.
How would you say, you who've known her probably more than anyone else, how would you say she has managed and processed her multiple sclerosis before God?
Well, that's another miracle, see. I mean, to sit in a wheelchair, she went in the wheelchair, Lee, on the 24th of November, 1991, when I met her. We knew the date, and do you know that was the night of her induction in Barcelona, the exact date.
Yes.
And she has never doubted God in it. She's never, ever, I've never honestly heard her say, "Oh, why did God do this to me? Why did he do it?" Never. She believes that she is just showing God the glory with her faith and trust in him. That's her belief.
Why is she so proud of her faith? Why is it such a public, out there kind of thing with Betty Cuthbert, do you think, Rhonda?
I think why it is. I mean, I've never heard God audibly, but I hear the voice in my spirit and I know exactly how it's said. But she has heard the most powerful voice. And I think if you'd heard that voice, I mean, when he asked her to run again to win a fourth gold medal, she'd retired. I mean, she didn't want to go and train.
No.
She wanted to do everything all the others were doing then. She'd had enough. And he asked her audibly to run again. Well, she fought that for 3 months. And then in the end, she was in her father's nursery, and she heard him. He just said, "Run again." And she said, all right, you win, I'll run again. And she said this feeling went straight through her from her head to her toes. And she went and trained all the wrong times and then literally didn't even run that race. She used the legs, but someone else ran the race.
Can I ask you this? What has her friendship done for you? I know you don't do it for what you get out of it, but it's inevitable that this has had a very significant impact on your life.
What it's done to me is shown the love of God for me as well. I feel the anointing of God on my life, and most of my friends see it. My husband was an amazing man, and he let me look after her for 21 years. What it's done for me is it's no effort. People will wonder what it's done, but you see, when God anoints you to do something, it's not your strength. I can't do anything in my own strength, and I just don't. I rely on him, and I really do believe without a doubt, you know. I'm that person that believes to see end results of anything.
And it's kept you keeping on in a challenging task. I don't doubt that this is not an easy task, being a carer for Betty.
See, I cared for her for the 18 years. Now she's been in the nursing home 4 years this May, and, I mean, I had to put her in. But it was like she had a massive seizure. But before that, everything we read, God was telling me he was resting me. I couldn't see how he was going to do it. But now I can go there every day and love the oldies and give part of myself to them as well.
As you've seen, no doubt, so many people encounter Betty and learn about her. Mm. Tell us what their response has been.
Oh, look, I'll tell you without a doubt, she is totally loved.
Yes.
People just love her. They love her so much. Like Usain Bolt walked up to her in the hotel foyer in Barcelona, and as soon as he heard the name Betty Cuthbert, he just came and leant over her. He had tears in his eyes and he just said, 4 gold medals, 16 world records. Sally Pearson couldn't speak. The anointing on her opens hearts, and it's only when her heart's open that God can do anything. And that's what he's using Betty for.
It's a great story, and it's a great inspiration to many people who often complain about their lives, but they've got very little to complain about. What do you say to people about the role of a carer and how significant that is in our world today, Rhonda?
I see it in the nursing home, you know, with different people. It's a very hard thing to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
To care for somebody and you have your frustrations and stuff like that. But it's just that I've cared with God's strength, you know what I mean? And yeah. I can't honestly say what it would be like to be a carer. I just feel as if I'm her best friend that's just done everything. Nothing has been hard. But carers, I tell you what, they should be up there for the top accolades.
Too many people are called heroes in our world today.
Yes.
But they are heroes.
They are the heroes. Yeah. I mean, the mums caring for these little children that they've got at home, you know, autistic children and children with all sorts of disabilities, and no one would know how hard it is. No one until they do it. You can imagine the help that they need.
And yet it hasn't been that hard for you.
That's it hasn't been hard thing. For me at all. I tell you that. I will vow to that. It has not been hard for me. It's to give Betty and I this time, and we've got something big to do.
You're an inspiration and a worthy kind of spokeswoman for the thousands and thousands of carers around Australia who will be deservedly remembered and honoured this week.
Treasured and loved, I tell you.
Yeah.
Can I just finish with the scripture that Betty and I really love?
Yeah, sure.
It's 2 Timothy 4:7. We have fought the good fight. We will finish the race. We have kept the faith. We love that scripture.
I bet.
Okay.
I've got no doubt. Thank you so much indeed for sparing the time, Rhonda. And please pass on our love to Betty.
I will.
You're a hero.
Thanks a lot. Bye, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.